This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A Canadian judge on Friday signed Huawei Chief Financial Officer Mengwang Zhou's order of discharge, vacating her bail conditions and allowing her to go free after nearly 3 years of house arrest as her U.S. extradition case ended. Canadian government lawyers asked the court to withdraw the authority to proceed in her case and discharge her after Meng reached a deal with U.S. prosecutors earlier Friday that ended their bank fraud case against her. Meng, the daughter of the company's founder, reached a deal known as a deferred prosecution in which she must abide by certain conditions in exchange for the Justice Department abandoning the case. The move resolves a years-long legal and geopolitical tussle that involved the United States, China, and Canada, where Meng had remained since her arrest there in December of 2018. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia proclaimed Friday a shared commitment to safeguarding democracy in the Indo-Pacific region, leaving unspoken their common concern about China's growing power. President Joe Biden said, "We're four major democracies with a long history of cooperation. We know how to get things done, and we are up to the challenge." The meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga comes in the wake of a recently announced agreement among the United States, Britain, and Australia to supply Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. China has been steadily building military outposts in the Pacific region and using them to back claims to sovereignty over vital sea lanes. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. No migrants remained Friday at the Texas border encampment where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier seeking asylum, according to the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the department continues investigating the treatment of migrants in the camp.
The department does not tolerate any mistreatment of any migrant and will not tolerate any violation of its values, principles, and ethics.
Many of those camped under the bridge faced expulsion because they are not covered by protections recently extended by the Biden administration to the more than 100,000 Haitian migrants already in the U.S., citing security concerns and social unrest in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the Human Rights Council that 350,209 people had been killed in the conflict in Syria in the last 10 years. In her address to the HRC, Bachelet called for the creation of a mechanism that can identify the whereabouts of missing people and track human remains, as well as provide support to survivors.
Behind each recorded death was a human being, born free and equal, in dignity and rights. We must always make victim stories visible, both individually and collectively, because the injustice and horror of each of those deaths should compel us to action.
According to a report commissioned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, between March 2011 and March 2021, more than one in every 13 deaths was a woman, for a total of 26,727 women in all. In the same period, more than 27,000 children died in the Syrian conflict. A coroner says actor Michael K. Williams' death earlier this month was due to acute drug intoxication. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The New York City medical examiner says Michael K. Williams had fentanyl, parafluorofentanyl, heroin, and cocaine in his system when he died September 6th. Calling it acute drug intoxication. The death at his Brooklyn penthouse apartment was ruled accidental. Known for his role as Omar Little on The Wire, Williams was open about his struggles with addiction, telling the AP in 2018,
"A lot of my anger was turned inward. You know, I hurt myself a lot."
Williams had been working to help former prison inmates in New Jersey reenter society and was involved in a program to help at-risk youth. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.